With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has addressed U.S. senators by video during a classified meeting Tuesday as the Biden administration requests more aid for Israel and Ukraine. He asked for more aid for his war against Russia. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says border security belongs in the debate over Ukraine aid.
Continuing to pretend that upholding America's sovereignty is any less urgent than helping our allies and partners defend theirs is reckless. Borders in Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona are every bit as inviolable as those in Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans will insist on border policy changes as part of a Ukraine assistance bill. The United States has organized a second aid flight into Gaza.
White House spokeswoman Olivia Dalton says the U.S. provided 36,000 pounds of food and medical supplies. An Air Force C-17 aircraft delivered the items to Egypt, where they were to be transported into Gaza and distributed by United Nations agencies.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Senator Tommy Tuberville has offered to drop some military holds despite no change in Pentagon abortion policy, Bob Agnew reports.
Tuberville said Tuesday he's ending his blockade of hundreds of military promotions. That clears the way for hundreds to be approved. Tuberville's blockade of military promotions was over a dispute about a Pentagon abortion policy. The Alabama Republican said Tuesday he's, quote, not going to hold the promotions of these people any longer. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 79 points. The Nasdaq, however, rose 44, with the S&P 500 lower by 2. This is SRN News. Jews around the world will begin celebrating Hanukkah on Thursday.
It will be a somber occasion this year with the Hamas attack on Israel in October and the ongoing hostilities in the Holy Land. Hanukkah tells the story of God's faithfulness to the Jewish people in one of their darkest hours, and many Jews will be thinking about that as they begin lighting their candles on Thursday night. In many communities across the U.S. and other countries, large menorahs will also be lit in public places. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-conversion laws are spreading around the world, mostly to prevent people from becoming Christians. A new report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom and International Christian Concern finds nearly 50 countries now have anti-conversion laws on their books. There are a variety of these statutes. Some bar people from sharing their faith. Others keep individuals born into one faith from marrying someone of another. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Most stocks slipped on Wall Street, but the market hung near its highest level in 20 months following a mixed set of reports on the economy. KeyCorp led a slump for bank stocks after cutting its forecast for earnings from fees and other non-interest income. Gains for Apple and Microsoft helped to limit the market's losses. Treasury yields fell following data that kept alive questions about whether the U.S. economy can pull off a perfect landing where it kills high inflation but avoids a recession. The Dow was down 79 points to close at 36,124. The NASDAQ was up 44 to 14,229. The S&P 500 dropped 2 points to 4,567. New York oil fell 72 cents to $72.32 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.